In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They were hiding from God, the man, the woman. That place of paradisical garden became a place of terror and hiding in the bushes, naked, cowering, fearful, ashamed, hiding behind fig leaves. Is that any way for a priest to act, hiding from his God? Where are you? That's not a GPS question. Where are you? Where are you with respect to the creation I gave you? The woman I gave you? Me, your creator. Where are you, old man? What have you done? Have you eaten of that fruit that I forbade you to eat? And behind all those questions, who are you? Who are you? Where are you? A lot of questions from God, but no answers from Adam. Just blame, just excuses. Her fault, his fault, your fault. You should have known God. You knew about that snake. You knew that he was shrewd. You knew what was going to happen when he talked to the woman. You knew what was going to go down, and you did nothing. You let it happen. You're at fault. And the blame game goes on, and we know it, right? It's our wife's fault. She says it's your fault. She's probably right. The kids say it's your fault. You say it's their fault. The congregation says it's our fault. We say, no, it's your fault. And the blame back and forth goes on and on. Adam playing out the same blame game, self-justifying over and over again. Damn you, God says. Damn you. Not to the man. Not to the woman. To the serpent. Curse them. Damn you. You're going to eat dust until that promised seed of the woman crushes your head under his bruised heel. I promise it. I will make enmity. You think you have friends now? I will make enmity. I'm going to do something about it. The promise became flesh. The promise dwelled among us. The promise walked with us. Not in the cool of the day in a garden, but in the arid wilderness of our sin. He walked with us. And his own didn't receive him, and the world didn't recognize him. His family thought he was a little light in the head. Even Mary should have known better. I'm amazed. Mary, it demonstrates that messages from angels and virgin conceptions and birth are not going to clinch it. We cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe, can we? He's 12 years old. They lose him on the way home from Jerusalem. Your father and I, we're looking all over for you, you know? She said, I had to be in my father's house doing my father's business. They thought he was light in the head. The religious from Jerusalem thought he was demon-possessed. He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons. We've got a bead on him. He's demon-possessed. He came to call out Adam. He came as the second Adam to call out the first Adam, to bring him out of hiding, to say again, Adam, where are you? Come out. I've come not to shame you. I've come to clothe you in your nakedness. Those fig leaves, that religion that you invent for yourself, that ain't going to work. I will give you clothing. I will cover you with myself, with my righteousness. Come out. Come out from hiding. I'm not here to condemn. I'm here to forgive. I'm not here to exclude. I'm here to include. I'm not here to banish you from paradise. I'm here to welcome you into the family of God. He came to make the family of man the family of God. His mother and brothers came. They were worried. Best take him into protective custody before he hurts himself or someone else. Your father, your mother and brothers are here, they said. He says, who are my mother, my brothers? These huddled here in this room. These gathered around me, hearing my words. These are my mother, my sister, my brother, not my father. He knows who his father is. Even when we have a little hard time wrapping our minds around the incarnation, he knows who his father is. These are my family. These are the ones who have been called out to hear and to believe. Those who hear the word and trust that word and do the will of his father, and to do the will of his father is to believe the one whom he has sent. He said so. These are his family. He calls the church his family. He is the second Adam who left father, who left mother. Woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. He left his mother at the cross to be joined to his bride by the blood and the water. His bride, the church. The church, Christ's bride. The church, the Father's daughter-in-law. You guys don't always love your daughter-in-laws, you know. Maybe not the girl you would have picked for your son, right? You love her because he loves her. The Father loves her because the Son loves her. The Father loves you because the Son loves you. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. The family of God is that family where water runs thicker than blood. Where baptismal water binds us more deeply, more intensively, more personally, eternally, than the blood of family, of tribe, of people, of language, of nation, of ethnicity. That all dies. The water goes on. The church is that family where all sins and every blasphemy are forgiven, wiped out, put away. This is the family where there are no grudges, only forgiveness. There's no bringing up the past. There's only forgiving the past and marching to the future. And the only thing that can't be forgiven is refusal to be forgiven. Refusal to be in the family. Turning away the delivery man at your door, the Holy Spirit, depositing the gifts that Christ has won and saying, hell no, I don't need it. That can't be forgiven because it won't be. To hear Jesus' word, to receive his gifts, is to be his family. He our brother. We his brothers. Where are you? Where are you hiding? We hide. We hide behind computer screens. We hide behind books in our library. We hide behind vestments. We say they cover the person. You can also hide behind them. We hide behind accomplishments. We hide behind the thin veneer of our successes. We hide behind the thin veneer of our failures. You can hide behind them too. We stitch up fig leaves of piety, religion, ways that we bribe God, ways that we trick ourselves, ways that we justify ourselves and our actions before ourselves and before God. And God comes to us and he says, where are you? Come out wherever you are. I've got a new place to hide. I'll hide you in Christ. I'll clothe you in Christ. I'll baptize you into his death and his resurrection. Where are you? You are hidden in Christ. Your life is hidden in Christ. That's a good place for Adam to hide, in Christ. It's the best place for a sinner to hide, in Christ. My brothers, It's the only place to hide and live. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.